Welcome back to another episode of The Amber May Show. So glad you are joining us today because I have Dr. Peter McCullough joining us on the program. And we're going to find an interesting link between transgenderism and autism. It's very fascinating. So I hope you'll listen to that episode. But coming up also on the same episode is Dr. Group. Now, I was at the Reawaken America tour and I was in the media room, so there was a lot of other podcasters doing interviews. So please bear with me as we do the background noise. I did my very, very best to get the background noise as low as possible, but I hope you'll bear with me because what his information has is very important. So make sure you go to healthfortheages.com, use promo code AMBER at checkout, save 10%, and even get on the virtual VIP. This is an amazing event, so it's healthfortheages.com, promo code AMBER. So joining me today is Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Group on the show. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I always add more content to Telegram. Join me at Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on Frank Social Amber May. I'm on Clout Hub as The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, so join me on there. If you believe in what I'm doing, consider becoming a $5 monthly subscriber. That's just one cup of coffee a month at theambermayshow.locals.com. Or you can go to theambermayshow.com, hit the donate button, and donate whatever you feel you could do and donate there. I'd really appreciate that. You may want to consider making this switch. So I use Patriot Mobile for my cell phone service. I got great signal from my hometown all the way to Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm with Patriot Mobile. They're the only Christian conservative cell phone carrier out there. So I ditched one of those big three cell phone companies that are woke. You know, I ditched them and I went to Patriot Mobile. I've had great service. They support causes that I believe in. And I have not looked back making the switch. The switch is super easy, super easy. So if you go to the PatriotMobile.com/Amber, you're going to get free activation. That's PatriotMobile.com/Amber. Use the code AMBER at checkout for free activation. So coming up right now is Dr. Peter McCullough. It is my distinct pleasure to have Dr. Peter McCullough back on the show. He is a friend of the program. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Man, you are the expert in all things COVID, and I'm so grateful that I have gotten the chance to get to know you over the years. And one thing that is coming to mind is it possible to heal after getting COVID? Is that even a reality for people?
I think it is. I've been impressed with a recent paper by Swank and colleagues from Harvard showing that even a year later, after COVID or the vaccines or both, the spike protein of the virus, it's also what's coded in the messenger RNA shots, the spike protein is circulating in the bloodstream of people who are miserable with this long COVID, long vaccine syndrome.
Wow. So what are some of the ways that people can heal from this? Because I don't think a lot of people know the possibilities of this. And does that translate to childhood vaccines? If you've been vaccine injured from, you know, those traditional vaccines, mm-hmm. is it possible to also heal from those?
Boy, you know, that's a good question. Let's take SARS-CoV-2. So the virus is a ball. On the surface of it are these little spicules or spine. That's the spike mm-hmm. protein. When we get COVID, the spike protein inserts itself into the body and gets stuck in the body. Human enzymes can't break it down. That's a problem. Bruce Patterson at Incell DX has shown the spike protein in people with invasive COVID. It's stuck in there for a year and a half. Now this Swank paper showing COVID or the vaccines, it's stuck in the body, at least for those who have symptoms. Now, the messenger RNA codes for the spike protein. In fact, it codes for one of the early versions of the spike protein called the Wuhan spike protein. That was the more serious ones. So anybody who took shots in 2021, most people did, about 75% of the population did, they have the more severe spike protein in them. Mm. Those who've taken later on boosters, the BA4, BA5, it's probably a milder form. So now people have multiple loadings of the spike protein. We're measuring antibodies to the spike protein quantitatively with the extended range LabCorp assay, and they're through the roof. So we know that people are loaded with the spike protein. Soon, in Invitrogen will have a spike protein blood test. So we can just measure it in the bloodstream. That'll be very useful. Mm-hmm. But what we found, I've tried all different types of drugs. None of them seem to work specifically. I mean, they work for certain syndromes and symptoms, but they don't handle the spike protein. Then the big breakthrough was to understand that papers came in from Japan by Tanakawa and colleagues showing that nattokinase, a natural enzyme that's derived from the breakdown of soy, that it dissolves the spike protein in cell lysate and intake cell models. Yes. And so this is a supplement the Japanese have been using for a couple of decades now as a mild blood thinner and as a cardiovascular supplement, nattokinase. So this is wonderful to learn this. It's been a consistent effect. It strips off the spike protein off the surface of the virus when the virus is exposed to natto. So the Japanese are actually trying to use it as a preventive strategy for infection. But it looks like it's ideally positioned for this detoxification task that we're undertaking. Now, the second family of enzymes is called bromelain. And this is available in a supplement, bromelain, 500 milligrams a day. And this is derived from the stems of pineapples, something you don't eat. And bromelain, by the way, is purified. It's a drug. It's an FDA-approved drug used in burn management as an ointment. So it degrades some of the proteins that scab up over deep burns. So bromelain is therapeutic. So bromelain, orally available, again, 500 milligrams a day. And the last one we use in detoxification is a derivative of turmeric. It's called curcumin. A lot of people heard about curcumin. Mm-hmm. It even has randomized trial data in people who have taken the shots and vaccines to reduce inflammation, make people feel better. So it doesn't degrade the spike protein, but probably handles the inflammation from the spike protein ideally. Curcumin needs to be combined with piperine, which helps it get absorbed in the body, or in a liposomal or nano formula to get absorbed. But to summarize, we have a major paper coming out, and it's titled Base Spike Detoxification. And it's the base that we need to use, I think, virtually everybody who's loaded up with this stuff. And that is, to summarize, nattokinase 2,000 units or 100 milligrams twice a day, bromelain 500 milligrams once a day, and curcumin 500 milligrams twice a day.
Now, where do we find it? Do we find it like at a regular vitamin shop?
Vitamin shop, Amazon, wellness company. I advise that company. They probably have the best natto, which is the main component they have. It's called spike support. It's very popular. This is super important as a base. Now, people say, well, what if there is a blood clot? Well, then additionally, we use blood thinners. What if there's heart damage? Then we use heart medicines. What if there's other, you see what I mean? But it's the base therapy. Some people say, well, I want to add N-acetylcysteine, or I want to, fine. You can add things to the base program. People have asked how long. My experience, a minimum 3 months. Most people need a year.
Is this also helping with people who are struggling with infertility, where, you know, they were able to get pregnant very easy before their COVID shot, now they're miscarrying? Do you know if this is helping in that realm?
I don't know. I just would advise not to take it if one's trying to get pregnant, because nattokinase and bromelain are blood thinners. We wouldn't want any bleeding to happen and precipitate a miscarriage. So this would be for people who are not pregnant, not trying to get pregnant, adults. There's now a new product that just hit the market. It's called Kids Spike Support. It's by the wellness company, only company that has it. And it features pediatric dosing of papain and bromelain, again, that's safe in children. It's chewable. It tastes good to degrade the spike protein in kids who've been sick with COVID, long COVID, or heaven forbid if kids got vaccines.
Wow. Do you think this stuff would also work for people who have been, I mean, we have learned so much now because of the COVID vaccine. I'm so grateful for it, because I was a mom who heard on the outskirts these other moms who were saying, oh, my kid got vaccine injured. And we've seen now a big rate. Let me just share with you. I'll share with you this chart of the high rate of autism that has been happening because of the childhood vaccine schedule. So in the 1960s, you had 5 doses. In 1983, you've had 24 doses. And now we're up to 70-something doses, 75, 72, something like that. And now the rate of autism is 1 in 36. Do you know if anything is out there, like what you're talking about, to help with maybe something like this or any other vaccine injuries to detoxify the body? Or maybe just in general to detoxify, because we've been putting so much stuff into our body, being told everything is safe and effective when we really don't know if it is safe and effective. Because I found out that the hepatitis vaccine that they give babies, brand new babies, have only been tested for 5 days. It was unbelievable to me to learn that.
The vaccine industry has gone out of control since they eliminated liability for the company since 1986. We're clearly in some type of vicious hyper-vaccination ideology. You know, there's an NGO out there that is aspiring for people to take 500 shots. 500 shots. Now, I'm a regular doctor, and I was born 1962, but so I've just took my vaccine records. I got it from my mom, and I added them up. Do you know how many shots I've taken, Amber?
Mm-mm.
69.
Whoa.
69. Now, 40 of them were flu shots. I was forced to do it to be a medical staff, but I took 29 shots. Because if polio vaccine didn't work, I took more shots. I got to medical school. My MMR antibodies were low. I got to take more shots. Went to India, took more shots. It just kept going and going. So the average person has taken a lot of shots. What we've learned is if too many shots together too early in childhood, there's about 200 studies now showing the immune system gets hyperactivated, and a lot of the immune factors go into the brain. They almost certainly cause autism. It's almost certain. And not only autism, but attention deficit disorder, Asperger's, and in a range of neuropsychiatric syndromes. It's people say, well, it's the mercury or it's the aluminum. I tend not to think so. I think it's actually immune driven, because it seems to happen when vaccines are clustered together. One of the things to watch out for is a febrile seizure. If kids take 6 shots all at once and they get a high fever and a seizure, watch out. That has a high conversion rate to autism.
Oh, man. I was watching at your Substack, and there was some interesting stuff that you were saying in your Substack recently. And there was you said there was epidemic between autism and transgenderism. Can you explain that to me?
Oh, my gosh, this is breaking. Paper by Vandermeersen clearly showed, 15 years ago, about 20% of the kids going into these transgender clinics, they had clinical autism. And the autism spectrum is much wider, as the data you just showed. Autism is 1 in 36 today. Now, in a recent paper by Warrior and colleagues, took LGBT people, mainly transgender, and tested them for autism, and they tested off the Richter scale for autism.
Wow.
And so now the studies have poured in. Sadly, what's happening is the autistic kids, they feel ostracized, they don't fit in. They're easily seduced by counselors and other activists to become hypersexualized. There's pornography now in the schools. And then they're suggested, well, why don't you change your gender? And so a large number of the kids are going for it. And the autistic societies, they want this. So the Autism Advocacy Network is strongly supporting transgender medicine, and they're fighting. Yeah, they're fighting all the states that are trying to ban it. So it's
that
obvious.
That is surprising to me.
It's obvious, yeah.
Wow. You said something that was interesting about transgenderism, and that you recommend that kids go through puberty, and you're not the only physician I've heard who say that. Not last year, but the year before. So 2 years ago, I was at the Arizona State Legislature, and they were trying to pass a bill, and I think it did pass, where it forbade minors from getting the surgery. Now, I think there's a caveat to that, and I don't remember the whole bill, but I do remember it getting passed, and I thought that was great. And there was a physician that came and spoke in front of the legislators in that committee, and the Health and Human Services Committee. And he said something very similar to you, and I'd like you to expand on it. He was saying that if a kid goes through puberty, oftentimes it fixes that gender dysphoria. Would you share a little bit of insight on that?
It does. Kids have a degree of ambiguity, discomfort as they approach puberty. Almost everybody does, but some it's an exaggerated response. It's called gender dysphoria. And what clears it up is actually going through normal puberty. The hormones secure a woman, not only physically, but also in the mind, you know, a female mindset. And same thing with a man, it's secured. So normal puberty is the cure for this problem, not to change genders. It's very, very important. So we know with the puberty blockers, for instance, after about a month, it's irreversible. You can't stop them. The paper by Santos and colleagues showed that the puberty blockers and hormones, they make the kids sick. 59% of the time, the kids are throwing up. They have headaches, acne, weight gain, can't sleep. It makes sense. They're normal kids. You start giving them hormones that's abnormal, you make them sick. So puberty blockers, in fact, they're so bad, they've been banned in Sweden, Finland, in England. They just banned them. You can't even get them. So there's no doctor in the United States who should be prescribing puberty blockers or hormones to kids. Should not happen. And the states are correct by banning it if the doctors do this. The surgeries are worse. The surgeries are absolutely worse. And when the breasts are taken off out of normal growing girls, there's leakages, drainages. The skin gets bound to the pectoralis muscle. The girls are hunched over. It looks absolutely terrible. We know we should never remove normal breasts in growing girls. Never. And then the bottom surgery for the girls is called a phalloplasty. They take a big chunk out of the arm or thigh and then try to make a penis out of it. It doesn't really work. It doesn't drain the urine, doesn't have any sexual function, disfigures the body. The other surgeries to try to make the clitoris get bigger is called metoidoplasty. That doesn't work, and it's disfiguring. For the guys, what's even worse is the worst surgery of all is the penile inversion vaginoplasty. And it sounds bad. It is bad. It looks bad. The penis is open long ways, and then it's actually shelled out, and it's inverted to make a tube inside the pelvis. It leaks urine. It stinks inside there. It doesn't have normal secretions. And then the testicles are removed. So the boys are permanently castrated. What we know is with these transgender surgeries, 80% are disfiguring. It's sterilizing and causes complications. The complication rates are through the roof. The kids are chronically sick. And so that's the reason why, you know, transgender medicine should be banned. It's bad medicine. No ethical doctor should do this. The states are banning it, but right after this, the American Civil Liberties Union is overturning the ban. So in Texas, it was banned. ACLU came in and said, you know, that's not fair. And now they've have a temporary injunction against the ban. The same thing happened in Arkansas. So this is going to be up to reasonable parents, reasonable other people. The doctors should not do this. It's really unethical. It's immoral for doctors to do this. And I think the doctors that are doing this, they're going to face lawsuits like you can't imagine.
When I was at the state legislature and they had some men who were transgender who transitioned back to their gender, they came and spoke and they were sexually assaulted. And so I have a feeling that a lot of this transgender stuff may stem from being sexually assaulted. Because especially the men that I've talked to a man who was in the satanic church and dealt with Hollywood and had a come to Jesus moment. And he was sexually assaulted at that point. And then these transgender men that came into the state legislature were sexually assaulted. The thing that they all said to me on the interviews or going down and hearing testimony was they felt so disgusted with themselves. They wanted to do anything they could to remove that shame and that disgust that they feel on themselves. Now, the one guy who was in the satanic church and came out, he didn't go that far. But the other men did. They wanted to do anything and everything to get rid of that feeling. And they were so upset because they turned to a physician and the physician said to them, well, this is your cure. Well, it made matters worse for them. And now they can't have a healthy sexual relationship with now their wives. And one man did it after he had children. So that was great. But his family broke up over it. But he can't have any more kids with his new wife. And the other man can't have any kids at all because of what he did. And he was telling the state legislator, please do not pass, please pass this bill to ban minors from having transition surgeries because it has wrecked my life.
Right. And so I think it's important, Amber, to emphasize this is children, people under age 18. It shouldn't be done. It should be illegal. Most states are banning it. By the way, countries are banning the whole thing, including Sweden, Finland, UK. Jordan Peterson, famous psychologist, has made a big point on this. Europe was ahead of us. They realized it was a disaster. They banned it. Now let's take adults. And the vast majority of transgender adults are men. And it's men who want to look like women. And if a man wants to look like a woman, and the most common thing that's done is breast implants. That's the most common. Right now, under Obamacare 2016, these gender surgeries are mandatorily covered by commercial insurance or Medicare and Medicaid. And my view on this, listen, if a man wants to get breast implants, that's fairly benign. That's okay. Just he should pay for it himself, period. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to pay for a man to get breast implants. Mm-hmm. And if the man wants to dress up and look like a woman, some men look like very pretty women when they're dressed mm-hmm. up and they have breast implants. If they want to do that, that's fine. The vast majority of these men, they don't get castrated. They don't get castrated. They have full testicles, full penis, and they largely are homosexual men just having anal sex with other men. And that's what the data suggests. That's all it is. But they don't have a right to compete in female sports mm-hmm. or any of this stuff. Like this swimmer, Thomas. You know, he has normal testicles and penis. You can just see it there in the mm-hmm. swimsuit. He's just a man who's in women's sports. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't give them a right. There was a man recently who won like Miss Netherlands or what have
you. Yes.
You know, he's a man with, mm-hmm. and it doesn't, it just, so what lead psychiatrist Miriam Grossman says is that, you know, it's impossible for a man to be in a woman's body or vice versa. You're born, you know, you get an ultrasound. Your mother got an ultrasound when you were in mm-hmm. utero, and you're a man, you're a boy or a girl, and chromosomes are XY for a boy and XX for a girl. That's all set. It's later on, it's largely sexual preferences as an adult. There's a small number of men who have always wanted to be homosexual. Mm-hmm. That goes back to Roman times. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But if men want to do that, and they're adults, and they want to do that, that's fine. But we shouldn't have to pay for it. Do you know in the military, I know this by personal communication firsthand, there are men in the military that are converting to women, and they're getting breast implants, hair depolarization, hormones. Wow. They're getting voice box surgery to try to make the Adam's apple look. And most of these men are out of commission for months. They're not mm-hmm. fit to serve America. Mm-hmm. And the military is paying a fortune to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's basically a fantasy. A homosexual man who wants to fantasize and pretend he's a woman can do that. But I think it should be at his own cost, not our cost. And if he wants to take time off work to do that, that's his own business.
Well, one of the men that I interviewed who suffered with gender dysphoria and came back, now he is able to help other people with that mm. gender dysphoria. And he told me that a lot of times it's just fantasy for men. It's just a fantasy thing. They get aroused by that. And so I'm like, okay, that makes sense, I guess. If that turns you on, okay,
yeah,
everyone.
No, that androgyny, that androgyny actually does stimulate. It's purely a sexual fantasy, but we shouldn't enable the fantasy. So a man who tries to look like a girl, you know, we shouldn't use, you know, pronouns, or we shouldn't change the name. So a good example is HHS Undersecretary Admiral Richard Levine. And he's a man who's trying to look like a woman, mm-hmm. you know, but we shouldn't enable the fantasy. His name is Richard Levine, or Undersecretary Levine, right. or Admiral. Do you see what I mean? And so mm-hmm. parents shouldn't do this. I interviewed a mother. I met her at one of these freedom conferences, and she was really dynamic. She knows a lot about natural things. So I wanted to interview her. And then we started talking like this, and she goes, well, by the way, I have a son and he's transgender. And we got pretty far down the conversation before I realized it's not a son. It's actually a daughter and she's a girl. And she had a mastectomy. And so what we need to do is say, wait a minute, you got to go back to the beginning. What are they? And don't get caught up in all this confusion of pronouns and new names and what have you. It's just confusing people.
Yes, it is. Now, do you have any insight of what's happening in the medical schools today with now this transgenderism? Are they teaching doctors differently? Yeah. Like they are?
No, they're teaching them. Amber, this is really a problem. They're teaching them that if a child is having gender dysphoria, they're prepubertal, that the correct thing to do is start puberty blockers and do surgery. And this is now a board question for American Board of Family Medicine. I know that firsthand. So all the medical societies have completely bought off on this. And I think you're going to see in a few years the reverse course, just like they did in the Europe. They're going to say, oh my God, we're making such a giant mistake. I'm encouraging doctors not to even go down this pathway. Completely stay out of it. I've got a few transgender patients. They have psychiatric problems. You know, I'm doing the best I can with them, but I don't encourage anyone to try to change their gender. It's a disaster. It creates, you know, there's a paper by Jackson and colleagues from the UK in JAMA. Do you know that transgender people, once they go through the transition, they have an increased burden of psychiatric disease and they have increased rates of homicide, suicide, and death from other causes. Mm-hmm. It increases mortality to send somebody through a gender journey.
Yes, I would agree with that, because in the state legislature, the parents kept saying, if you don't do this, my kid's going to commit suicide. But the people that have walked that path said they had more thoughts of suicide. It didn't solve their problem.
It's true. There's no data that the kids are going to commit suicide. There's a big paper from the biggest gender clinic, I believe, in the UK. And over 15 years, there were four suicides in this gender clinic. And two were as they were trying to make the gender transition. And then two occurred actually after they already did it. Mm-hmm. So there's no evidence that this prevents suicide or what have you. And you know, if the kids are suicidal, what they need is psychiatric help. They don't need they don't need hormones and surgery. You know, I'm going to have time just for one more question, and I'm going to have to.
I got to let you go because you're a busy man saving the world. I want to go back to what we originally said. So if someone is feeling COVID long symptoms, want to detox, maybe they got the shot and realize now, okay, it's not good for them. Where can they go again to get those supplements to detox their body from the vaccine?
Right. Good place to go is Wellness Company. Go to Amazon, any online nutraceutical company. The three things again are natokinase, 2,000 units twice a day on an empty stomach, bromelain, 500 milligrams a day. And then the last one is curcumin, 500 milligrams twice a day. It's called Base Spike Detox, major paper coming out. Just like I brought the world the first treatment protocol for COVID, I've brought the first detoxification protocol. Seeing good results in my clinic, can't make any therapeutic claims because we don't have large randomized trials, but I really think that's the way to go. Amber, make sure people follow me. My website, petermccullohmd.com. I have a new foundation, mccullohfnd.org. Great way to get tax deductible donations to help support my efforts in the legal system for people who have been wronged in the pandemic. And then my podcast, America Out Loud Talk Radio, McCullough Report, my book, Courage to Face COVID.com. And then, of course, the Substack, Courageous Discourse. I'm doing everything I can as a doctor, bring us back to normal. It just seems like it's one crisis after another. I'm glad we covered transgender. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Dr. Peter McCullough. Take care.
Bye.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, the sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow and they're phenomenal. And right now there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber Mae does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because my pillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well. Hello, this is Tanya Joy from Beauty for Ashes, and you are watching The Amber May Show.
Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money. Are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Hey guys, welcome to the Amber May Show. I have Dr. Group joining me today. I'm very excited to introduce him to you all. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on. We're all here to uplift, reawaken America, teach the truth, and empower people.
Yes.
Get rid of all that fear.
Right. Now, he is friends with Dr. Artist, whom you've seen on our program several times, and there's an event coming up that we want the public to get to know about. So tell us a little bit about you, because you're a chiropractor. How did you even get into that to begin with?
So it was a weird experience for me, actually. I wanted to be a medical doctor, a heart surgeon, and it's just how God works, this is how everything, the universe works. I ended up meeting a guy at a dinner, and he was part of a research team back in the mid-90s when the main cancer hospitals were putting together complementary alternative medicine.
Oh, wow.
And they were looking for alternatives to cancer and to disease. And I personally was kind of against that because I was brainwashed into the whole medical thing.
Of course, yeah.
And I start talking to this guy at dinner, and he's saying, well, have you ever broken down a pharmaceutical and see how that actually affects the body? They don't teach us that. And
so at this time, you're already in med school?
No, this was before take my MCAT.
Okay.
I'd been in school 12 years, okay. You know, off and on before that. And so, I mean, there was something that clicked inside of me, and I could not sleep for 3 days. Then I went to the library, and I started breaking down, because I had a background in chemistry and biochemistry, and I started breaking down all the books in about 6 hours. I was blown away.
What did you learn?
I learned that the whole system, the whole medical system, has no desire to empower you and to reactivate your body's own self-healing mechanism. They want to control you, and they want to poison you and keep you in their system forever until you die.
Hence why there's always these side effects, right, with every pill. So you start with one, and before you know it, you have 10 pills that you're taking a day.
Yeah, their main philosophy is to address the symptoms.
Yes.
Instead of the root cause of disease. So I came back to that guy, and I said, can I join your team? I joined his team. This was before internet in the 90s. Back in the 90s, you couldn't research stuff.
No, you had to literally go to the library.
And we traveled around for 2 years and talked to all kinds of practitioners, natural health practitioners, which that's what really started leading us down this deep, dark rabbit hole of who created fluoride, why was it put in the water, like you know, let's look at different types of research from the 1800s, the 1600s, and it was awesome because I got to be on the Royal Raymond Wright research team, I got to be on the Tesla research team, and ultimately, after 2 years, our report of the root cause of all disease, God makes everything super simple. A toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment.
Makes a lot of sense.
If you're suffering from, whether it's migraines, toenail fungus, arthritis, cancer, heart disease, it doesn't matter. Everything is caused by the environment that you put yourself in. So if you're, for the external environment, for example, that can be people can cause you to have negative emotions,
sure,
or drain energy from you. Just like Einstein and Tesla both said, everything is in energy and vibration. So every decision that you make every single day, you can ask yourself, is this decision, like if I'm going to a restaurant, am I going to decide to have the fruit bowl, or am I going to decide to have the bacon and eggs and hash browns and everything like that? That is going to drain your vibrational energy and be poisonous for you. The fruit bowl is not. So ultimately, they've taken away our decision-making process, really, and zombified us through all the chemicals in the air, the food, and the water.
And all the home products that we put on, the beauty products, the cleaning products. I started learning about how toxic our home was early in mid-2000s. And I was like, whoa. So I started switching all my products, some natural products. And I'm glad I did, because our family is much more healthier that way. I don't want to be toxifying my house, because they say sometimes the house air is more toxic than the outside air. And I'm like, well, I don't want that for my family, right? And one little thing starts leading to another. So I start learning about the toxic chemicals on my skin, the toxic chemicals in my cleaning products. And then that started leading me, eventually, I'm so glad COVID happened, because I started thinking about vaccines and going to my pediatrician and saying, hey, I'm hearing these moms talk about vaccines and how they're injuring their kids. And he looks at me and he's like, no, they're not. There's been medical studies that's not true. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know medicine. I don't know the human body. I'm going to take this man's word. He went to school. This is what he knows. Okay, fine. COVID happens. And then vaccine injuries started happening. I'm like, huh. So you can get vaccine injury. That is a possibility. And then that led me down the rabbit hole looking at vaccines. And wow.
There are so many rabbit holes, but I try to, I'm all about simplicity. I try to give people the simplest things that they can do. If you understand that all disease, and you're 100% right, we looked at all the things in the external environment that can affect you, from air fresheners, to mold in the home, to sleeping on memory foam mattresses, to having electronics in your bedroom, to personal care products. I mean, there's so many things in the external environment that can create toxicity within your body, and then obviously the internal environment. What are you putting in your system? What kind of food are you eating? What kind of beverages are you drinking? And so that was our conclusion, that really we all have a God-given self-healing mechanism.
Yeah, right.
That's the most powerful healer in the world. They knew that. They knew how to suppress your body self-healing mechanism. And they never teach you about health. They never teach you about how to listen to your body. They never teach you about detoxification.
No.
So here's the simplicity of it all. This is how you can completely heal any condition in your body. If you understand that every condition, negative health condition, is nothing more than poisoning of the mind, the body, and the soul, then the exact opposite of poisoning is detoxification.
And what are some ways that people could start doing that at home?
So what we've done over the last 20 years is we always start with the gut.
Okay,
we analyze the amount of chemicals and toxins that people are consuming. Most of them are coming through the food, which we eat way too much anyway.
Well, if you look on the packages, it always says bioengineered food ingredients on every package. It's sickening.
I don't even call them vaccines. These are poisonous bioweapons that they're injecting our children with, they're injecting individuals with. The best thing you can do, think about this. Think about in the last 40 years, if you've never cleaned your kitchen.
Oh, God.
If you've never cleaned your house.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think that would look like?
Oh.
There would be rats everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There would be mold, fungus.
It would be terrible.
It would be a toxic dump.
Sure.
Why have we not been cleaning and detoxifying our bodies on
yes.
a regular basis? Even if you cook a meal and you don't clean that for 72 hours, you're going to have all kinds of poisons and growths and
smell,
all kinds of
yeah,
stuff in that.
For sure.
They never teach that we need to clean our bodies. So we always start with cleaning and healing the gut, cleaning the liver. And my number one thing that I'm talking about, especially at the Healing for the Ages conference with Dr. Artis, our research team has been working since 2021 on the pandemic information. But what we're going to be doing is teaching people the main thing they need to be focused on that we've discovered in the last 6 months. I've been doing this for years. This was our program. Clean and heal the gut, do multiple liver cleanses, clean all the parasites out of your body, and then clean all the chemicals and heavy metals out of your body. We've got over 1 million cases of individuals since the year 2005 that have just done that alone, and their negative health conditions have completely gone away.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it's in simplicity, it's about understanding that you're poisoning your body every day, and then just cleaning your body. But no one's doing the cleaning part of it. No one's detoxifying their system.
Because I don't think people know how.
Here is the biggest issue out of all that cleaning the gut, cleaning the liver, cleaning the parasites, cleaning the heavy metals. The number one thing that people need to know is you need to clean the parasites out of your system. Now, what's the definition of a parasite? A parasite is anything that drains energy, vibration, harms, or competes for or steals nutrients from a host.
Okay.
Now that can be a person, can be a parasite. Definitely the news media,
yes.
Mainstream news media is a parasite.
Yes.
But what we're finding out, the amount of mold, yeast, fungus, worms, bacteria, all this stuff in people's bodies, you can take any symptom or any condition and you'll find that it's associated with parasites. As a matter of fact, Will Raymond Wright said in the 1940s, every single disease is parasite-related.
Wow.
My number one piece of advice to everybody, get rid of the parasites in your body. How can you do that? There's really good herbal parasites like methods. Sweet wormwood, clove, neem, tea tree, nano silver, oregano oil, supercharged C60, iodine, for example. Iodine is one of my favorite ways. Most people are deficient anyway. And iodine has a broad microbial spectrum. There's many ways to do it. Black cumin seed, black seed oil. But the main thing is you have to get rid of the parasites. And that's why ivermectin works so good, because at the Healing for the Ages conference, we're going to lay out exactly the bioweapon procedure. They're using parasites. They're using E. coli. They're using toxoplasmosis. They're using Lyme, which is genetically engineered. They're using all these as manufacturing facilities for these spike venomous glycoproteins that they're producing. This is the big thing that no one knows about. They think, oh, they're just injecting us and it's affecting our cells and our cells are producing these venomous proteins. Completely opposite of what's really going on. What's really going on is all that bacteria you have in your body, all those parasites you have in your body, that's what they're the main vector that they're using to produce multiple types of venoms in individuals.
Wow.
So what do you do for venoms? Detox. The nicotine blocks the receptor sites.
Yeah, when Dr. Artis came up with that was fascinating to me. He's like, that's why the smokers weren't getting it as much as the non-smokers. I'm like, wow. Brilliant. I never would have put that to, I don't think most people would have ever thought of that. That was brilliant.
So that's really the main mission that we all have, is to educate.
So how did you guys come together as doctors? How did you guys all meet? That might be an interesting story.
Well, we've known what each other have been doing, and everyone in here, Dr. Arnold, did a bunch of different conferences and stuff like that. But I am a researcher, and I looked at all the doctors. I know most of these guys anyway, and I'm always about the simplicity of everything. That's why he came out and talked about venoms. I came out and talked about urine therapy, of all things.
So what's urine therapy?
I did that in 2020. I can't remember, but it was a Truth About Cancer conference, because I was one of the doctors on Trump's task force, COVID task force.
Oh, wow.
We had to sign this thick of information, NDA, can't talk about anything, can't talk about anything. While that was going on, there was 27 doctors on my team, and we were looking all over the world to see what we could use to combat. This was in the beginning stages. Nobody knew anything about
right.
what was going
True.
On, right?
True.
This was during the first 3 months
True.
Of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So we're all scrambling 20 hours a day, our research team working, trying to figure out what's going on, what's working, etc. Well, I ended up studying India, what was going on in India. It just so happens they were using their own urine, drinking their own urine.
Whoa.
That's what I said. Whoa.
I don't know that I would be able to do that.
But I started getting into the more depth of it. And I
uh-huh.
was like, wait a second. We have to have open minds to everything. I was taught that urine was a waste product.
Well, yeah, so was I.
And I started breaking
I think everyone
down.
Was. Yeah.
Urine, think about how they make antivenoms. They inject it into an animal and then collect their urine. When I started researching it, and by the way, you've drank your own urine, everybody has, because when you're in the womb,
oh, that's true.
You're drinking your own urine. You're
yeah.
drinking your mom's urine, and then you're drinking your own urine for the whole 4 months of the practice.
True.
What I'm trying to say is, these are the things that we have to keep an open mind to, and these are the things that were shocking, can be extremely
oh, yeah.
shocking.
Oh, yeah.
But it's ultimately, our job is to find solutions.
Okay.
So all these, they didn't have access to medicine in India. They all just drank their urine, and all their COVID symptoms went away within, at the most, 14 days.
Wow.
In India, it's very common. You can go into a store and buy a six-pack of cow urine. Like here,
I didn't
a six-pack
know that.
Of beer.
Wow. That's new to
anyway,
me.
Anyway, I know we're getting off on a crazy topic, but
yeah.
I really met Dr. Artis at the Advanced Medicine Conference with Dr. Patel. Dr.
Oh,
Patel
yes.
was one of my best friends, and it's very sad what happened.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked about hearing his death. Like, I didn't know he was sick. I had no idea.
At the Advanced Medicine Conference, I gave a scientific presentation on my research findings from the COVID Task Force on urine therapy. Urine therapy's been used for 5,000 years.
I didn't know that.
Nobody knows about it.
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
And your urine is pure, and it's clean, and it's healthy, and it's just that we've been taught completely opposite. Like, sometimes you get these little nuggets that challenge you.
Yeah.
You're bat everything about
yeah.
it, you know? It's like, whoa, a decision. Am I going to open up my mind and go down that pathway and open it up and research it? So Dr. Artis, I met him at the Advanced Medicine Conference, but I knew about his technology. So I'm friends with my dad, and I've been in the same swing effects. As soon as he came out with Watch the Water.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
I, as what every good researcher and doctor should do, which is not being done unfortunately, you know, all these medical doctors that are coming out and saying take bromelain for the spike protein and all this stuff, if they're not addressing the real issues. What is that going to do if you're not addressing the parasites that are actually producing the spike proteins? You know, we're all about root cause. We're not about symptoms. You know, you can listen to all these people speak, and they're still talking about addressing the symptoms. So I got with when I had watched the water. I myself spent weeks analyzing the data. I always say, well, let me try to prove it wrong. But it didn't take that long. It only took like literally about 6 hours before I knew all the research dating back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. All the images of snakes that we see.
Oh, yeah.
The Garden of Eden,
yes,
with the snake.
Right.
I mean, this is
the medical sign with the snake.
The medical sign,
yeah,
with the snake. The World Health Organization,
yes,
with the snake, with the target over the world.
Uh-huh.
It's just the Time Magazine issue in 1999, where it shows our DNA changing into a snake DNA.
Oh.
A snake on the cover,
oh,
of Time Magazine in 1999.
Oh.
And it says the future of humanity, or something like that. So, but with all that being said, most people on the planet are not scientifically based.
Correct.
What our job is to take that scientific information and condense it down to an eighth grade
level.
I used to say eighth grade, but now it's a fourth grade education level. It's gone from eighth to one in the last 15 years. Condense it down to simplicity. We're all about simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you protect yourself and your family? How can you not have any fear? Fear comes with not being self-confident,
right,
in yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you know you have all the answers, there should be no fear. And that's what we want to get across to the ages.
So when is the Healing of the Ages conference happening?
September 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's in Dallas.
Okay.
You have a code.
I do, Amber.
Amber.
And so if they go, how do they go to this conference? Is there a website they need
so
to go to?
You can go in person as a VIP, which if you go to the in-person event, it's like the stuff that we're even giving you is going to cover pretty much all of our attention.
Wow.
A goodie bag with all kinds of cool supplements.
Wow.
$400 worth of goodie bag, plus you get to meet everybody, everything. So we would love to have people show up in person. But if that's not, you know, if you can't make it, then just buy virtual tickets.
And where do they go? Where do they go?
HealingForTheAges.com. HealingForTheAges.com. Ages, Artist, Group, Ely, and Schmidt.
Oh, that's awesome. I love how clever people can be. That's great.
I've had the best time ever working with them. It's amazing. It's so needed for researchers to come together.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so needed.
I agree.
Everybody's doing their own thing, but we really need to. Now is the time we really need to work together.
So healingfortheages.com, and then use promo code Amber, and then you can get a VIP ticket. And then is the information to come in person on the website too?
Yes, everything is on the website, all the registrations on the website, and the difference between this conference and all the other conferences, we're going to give you action steps and programs.
Oh, I love that.
With.
We need action
it's
steps.
It's not a fear, doom, and blame.
Good.
It's a understand this and do this.
Good.
We're not at like, okay, so all of us are successful in our own ways.
Right.
We are all paying for this conference out of our pocket. This is not something we're trying to benefit on.
Right.
This is not something that we're trying to make money on.
Right.
This just comes from the heart. This comes from the heart.
And I know Dr. Artis enough because I just am getting to know you to know that is absolutely true. Like, Dr. Artis isn't in this to make himself a ton of money and get rich off people. He actually really cares about the health of people. He actually really truly cares, and I'm getting that sense from you too.
I feel like I was born to do this. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's about educating.
Yeah.
That brings me joy and happiness. It's awesome to see people understand and to learn and to take care of their body instead of relying on somebody else to take care of their body.
So this conference is about equipping people with how to take care of their body naturally, detoxing, I'm assuming, is there anything else like, am I missing something?
There's a free virtual event actually.
Okay.
Anybody can sign up for the free event on Thursday night.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do Q&As, we're going to outline what we're going to be talking about.
Don't worry, I'm doing all the mama stuff.
Friday.
Yes, they do. That's
a, yeah, we're really going to go back to the basics.
What area?
And let people know in a basic, easy way how their body works.
LA.
How they can become confident with their body.
Okay.
On Saturday is going to be a bombshell. It's going to be breaking information. I mean, we can't
barely contain it. Yes.
We can barely contain it.
Yes.
It's literally years of research and putting this together, putting that together, and everything. It's going to be released for the first time ever.
Very cool.
On Saturday.
Very cool.
You do not want to miss this conference. And then, like I said, you know, most people are used to going to conferences and that's it, and they go back home. That's not what we want. We want people to join our community. We're going to keep updating them. We're going to do follow-ups. So it's going to be an ongoing thing to where people can actually continue to benefit from everything from the conference from now until.
That's wonderful.
Awaken the world!
Do you think this might become an annual thing, maybe?
I think it will probably become an annual thing.
I think it needs to. I think we need to be reminded of this, about taking care of our health, because nobody knows about people know about detoxing, but they don't really understand it. You know, when you hear detox, usually it's related to weight loss. People want to detox because of weight loss. Well, there goes so much further than just weight loss. And people don't know about the parasites that are in everyone's body. We think we live in a first world country, so we don't have parasites in our body. This is new information to some people. I mean, mind blowing right now for some. Like, no way, I don't have parasites in my body. Probably you do.
Everybody has massive amounts of parasites in their body. And there's good organisms, and then parasites would be the bad things. Good organisms, harmful organisms. Good chiropractors, bad chiropractors.
Yes.
Good car mechanics, bad.
Yeah.
That's the whole yin and the yang.
Yeah.
There's a balance between positive and negative.
Right.
And it swings. But you're going to get all the solutions. Everybody's going to get all the solutions. And they're going to be able to get those. And we're going to publish all of that online. You're going to get all the presentations from your email to you after the conference. And you're going to be able to be part of the group.
That's fantastic. So go to healingfortheages.com. Use promo code AMBER so you can get your VIP tickets. Thank you so much, Dr. Group, for coming on my program today. I hope we can come back again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Doctor, you're fantastic.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program, at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.